So that's the second point here. Number one is that God will take us back. Second point is that we need to meet God's requirements to do that. Faith realizes that I need to do what God demands. And every one of these examples that we have seen in the book of Hebrews that mentions their faith, I know we've said this before, but I'm going to repeat it again, that every one of these, you see them taking some action in their lives because God told them to do one thing or another, and they went and they did those things even when it didn't make any sense. And they did it because God told them to do it. And so repentance is not enough. Confession is not enough. Prayer is not enough. Loving our neighbors is not enough. Coming to services is not enough. Baptism is not enough. It takes it all, not just one or two things. It takes all of that because we have to have a changed heart that will be willing to do those things. God has asked us to seek Him first, and seeking Him first means that we're going to seek out all of those things that He has laid out for us to do. And His commands are not grievous because of the great reward that we have from doing those things, to have hope of a home in heaven that we don't deserve. So that's what we can learn from this section of Hebrews, especially when we look at Rahab. Your past doesn't define you, but what you do here now will define your future. The way that you respond to God's word will define what's going to happen to you in the future. Faith has the courage to look to God for deliverance and takes God's path rather than our own path. Faith also understands that according to human wisdom, God's commands may look pointless, humorous, or illogical. But a lot of times this is how God works to make us rely on His power and not our own. There was no question in the lives of these Israelites that they knew that what happened at Jericho was not because they walked so heavily around the walls that they somehow shook the foundation. They were not able to do that on their own. And faith knows that God can save us when we return to Him. When we come to Him and when we return to Him if we wander away, faith is something that will save us because we are looking to Him and to His Word and what it requires of us to have that right relationship. I hope this will be an encouragement to you if you ever wander off, that you'll have the humbleness and the courage to wander back to God and to come back and meet His terms of forgiveness so that you can be accepted by Him in eternity, and that we can also give encouragement to others and never write anyone off thinking that, well, they're too far gone to respond to the gospel. We don't want to do that. We want to give them every opportunity and share with them the love that the Heavenly Father has to accept the one back who will come back, as we saw in the parable of the prodigal son. We can help you in any way to be obedient to the gospel of Christ. We invite you to come while we stand together and sing.